You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The spread is 8.5 now. The Texans plus 8.5 at 10 to 11. The Broncos minus 8.5 at 10 to 11. I think there has been line movement here, hasn't there, Gil?
There has been significant line movement. Denver opened as, I believe, a 6.5 point favorite in this game. And I'm seeing 8s and 9s.
Yes.
Which, you know, goes to the key number of 7, which is a significant line movement. You know, the narrative, the theme being given to this game, the hours spent on television to video montages of Brock Osweiler's glorious 7-game career with the Denver Broncos. This kills me when the media tries to make a big deal over something that's not a big deal. This is not the return of some amazing athlete to his former area or his former team of greatness. Osweiler, 7 games last year. He was 5-2 for the eventual Super Bowl champion Broncos, but he parlayed that into a $37 million guaranteed contract from the Texans. Could you imagine, Dave, if you parlayed 7 podcasts into a $37 million deal?
That is unbelievable, isn't it? That kind of money that he's managed to grab from just 7 weeks in the National Football League. And it shows you how, I suppose, reactionary some of these franchises can be, Gil.
Oh, they're reactionary just like the average bettor is reactionary, right? It's amazing. It's true of any discipline. There are people who are reactionaries in all kinds of walks of life. And just because they have jobs in the highest level of their particular profession doesn't mean that they're always that much more smart. And so, yeah, Houston did go ahead and put all this money behind Osweiler. Now, look, Houston's 4-2, so I don't want to take anything away from Osweiler. They have won all 4 of their home games. But, you know, he's got a passer rating of 74.1, which is very mediocre. 8 touchdowns, 8 picks. But honestly, like, that's what we should expect from Brock Osweiler. He has not played a full season in the NFL. He's a rookie, basically.
Yes.
Making all that money. And then Lamar Miller, their other free agent pickup, running back, he has been pretty good. He had a huge game against the Colts on Sunday night, 149 yards. But that game on Sunday night, the game that the Texans are coming off of, was the proverbial bad beat for 2 different types of bettors. One, if you were a bettor on the Colts, who were getting 3 points in that game, the Colts were up by 14 points with less than 5 minutes left in that game. And Houston had the ball and really was going down the field with really not much urgency. You know, sort of like, well, I guess we're going to lose this. That kind of pace. And then all of a sudden, Osweiler hit DeAndre Hopkins, 4 plays in a row. They score. They make a stop on defense. They get the ball back. They score again to force overtime. So, and then they end up winning by a field goal, which was a spread in overtime. So a miraculous push for the Texans last week. And then underbettors got screwed because they were golden until those 2 touchdowns. And then when it got to 23-23, they were kind of toast at that point too, unless the game had ended up in a tie. So really 2 bad beats for bettors. All of that to say, do we think Houston's any good because they were able to make a miraculous comeback against Indianapolis? No, because everybody scores a lot of points against the Colts. The Colts are a sieve on defense. The Broncos, as we know, are not the Colts. And even having lost their last 2 games in a 5-game span, I might add, the Broncos are the better football team. Everyone perceives them to be the better football team, and that is why the spread has moved as greatly as it has. 7 was the key number. It just stormed through that number. On its way, perhaps, to 10. Who knows?
It is 8.5 as things stand. You've talked about the Texans, Gil. It looked as if the Denver Broncos were going to plow through the seasons again. They were 4-0 going into their games against the Atlanta Falcons and then the San Diego Chargers. There have been a couple of threads that have come loose recently with the Denver Broncos, and they now stand at 4-2, having lost those 2 matches in a 5-day spell, but this looks set up perfectly for them, doesn't it? Because they've had extra rest, that game a week last Thursday against the San Diego Chargers. And Gary Kubiak, who's been ill and not been able to coach the team as effectively as he would have been had he been at every single practice and at the game, is back now. So this looks to set up perfectly for the Broncos.
It does, for all the reasons you say, the extra rest, Kubiak being back. Also, the fact that Trevor Siemian will now have one more week back from his injury. So remember, when the Broncos first lost to the Falcons, that was Paxton Lynch playing quarterback for the Broncos. Then Siemian, who had been really nice, really good in the first four games for the Broncos, mistake-free anyway, came back, didn't look so good against the Chargers 5 days later. But yeah, you know, I think we can expect Siemian to revert to those first three games. He's got a week again of preparation now, so he'll be settled in. He'll try to play that mistake-free kind of game. Really, the key for the Broncos, and what will really help a guy like Siemian, is that ground game. The Broncos were able to get 4.7 yards per carry weeks one and two against Carolina and Indianapolis, the aforementioned sieve of a defense that is the Colts. 4.7 yards per carry weeks one and two. Well, since then, just 3.3 yards per carry. That's a big dip from 4.7 to 3.3, and that's probably the key to this game. Can they establish a ground game, give Siemian the help that he needs by doing so? Because that'll disarm the defense. That'll make them back off. And Siemian, when backed off of, can really play a good mistake-free game. At least that's what we saw the first few weeks of the season. So I like the Broncos here. I like them a whole lot better at 6.5, I'll tell you that, than I do above a touchdown. But again, forced to bet, I will take the Broncos here. I do think they bounce back in a big way.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.